He shot up the Walmarts where he worked. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News.
Six victims have died. Four victims are in area hospitals with conditions unknown at this time.
Chesapeake, Virginia Police Chief Mark Selesky says it happened after 10 p.m.
And the suspect is dead from what we believe was a self-inflicted gunshot wound.
They're not identifying him yet, but he was an employee. So is Kevin Harper, and right after the shooting, he posted this on Facebook Live.
Just left out the break room. Manager come in there, started capping people up in there. Started shooting, bro.
It comes days after the attack at a Colorado Springs nightclub.
The community is strong, and we'll all get through this.
Anthony is one of 19 people who were injured. Five others were killed. The accused gunman was injured when clubgoers fought back. He is out of the hospital due to appear via video at a court hearing today.
Hey, just as long as he gets the justice he deserves.
A victory for House Democrats at the Supreme Court is a loss for former President Trump. It gives them the tax returns he refused to release.
This has been quite a battle between the Ways and Means panel and the former president. Lawmakers seeking Mr. Trump's personal tax records and some business records from 2015 to 2020.
Fox's Mike Emanuel, they may not have much time to review it all. Republicans could end the probe when they take control of the House in January. People who have federal student loan debt won't have to make any payments for even longer. Fox's Jared Halpern explains.
As a Republican-led lawsuit challenging President Biden's student loan forgiveness program plays out in court, the Education Department is extending a pandemic-era freeze on student loan payments.
It isn't fair to ask tens of millions of borrowers eligible for relief to resume their student debt payments while the courts consider the lawsuit.
There was a surge in first-time unemployment claims last week, up to 240,000. That's the most since August. America's listening to Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
Hey there, it's me, Kennedy. Make sure to check out my podcast, Kennedy Saves the World. It is 5 days a week, every week. Download and listen at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your favorite podcast.
Republicans have scored another House win. Kevin Kiley's victory in a close race in California is the 220th for the GOP, which will have a small House majority in the next Congress. Current Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy, who hopes to be the next speaker, took a trip to the border, going to El Paso, Texas, blaming Biden policies for a record surge of migrants coming to the U.S. illegally. He says if the head of Homeland Security, Alejandro Mayorkas, does not resign,
House Republicans will investigate every order, every action, and every failure will determine whether we can begin impeachment inquiry.
Some Democrats are also critical.
Arizona Democratic Senator Mark Kelly says his party is, quote, absolutely not doing a good job in recognizing the problem at the southern border. Kelly made the remark in an interview with the Washington Post. The senator who came to Congress in 2020 says Democrats don't understand the southern border and a lot of Republicans just want to talk about it. Fellow Arizona Democrat and governor-elect Katie Hobbs in a recent interview with CNN says she thinks the Biden administration isn't doing enough. Ryan Schmelz, Fox News.
Florida is punishing an amusement park where a teenager died on a ride earlier this year.
An amusement park ride operator in Orlando, where 14-year-old Tyree Sampson fell 400 feet to his death from a ride in March, faces a $250,000 fine and a ban on future amusement permits. Florida Commissioner of Agriculture and Consumer Services Nikki Freed says operators altered sensors, which resulted in the 383-pound teen not being properly secured.
There was minimal training conducted on the ride. A training manual did not exist.
The Orlando Freefall ride is being dismantled. Sampson's family is suing the owner, manufacturer, and landlord, claiming negligence. Rich Dennison, Fox News.
On Wall Street, stock futures have turned modestly lower ahead of the opening bell. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Janice Dean, Fox News senior meteorologist. Be sure to subscribe to the Janice Dean podcast at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your podcasts. And don't forget to spread the sunshine.